Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about the feminization of men and why it is so seemingly important for society, for advertisers, for TV shows, for commercials. They continue to push this whole, hey, let's make men feminist again. Sorry, I got to adjust my camera here. Let's make men more female and let's make females more men. And somewhere we'll magically meet in the middle and we'll all be in this utopian happiness. You know, if a cat acted like a dog and a dog acted like a cat's still a cat and a dog's still a dog. You can't make them something that they're not. Men naturally do certain things, as do women naturally do certain things, because they find that's what makes them happiest. It's in our DNA. It's in our genes, so to speak. So trying to twist everything is not only weakening men and making men miserable from this, but it's also forcing women to pull weight that maybe they don't want to. Here's the thing. If a guy wants to stay home and be a, quote, mom, a stay-at-home dad, who cares? Go ahead. If a woman wants to go get a job and she says, I don't want kids, I don't want to get married, I want to be a CEO of this company, go ahead. But the minute we're trying to force people into these roles, you're going to, and this is something that seems to be happening a lot, is we're no longer the individual. I individually identify as this and I like to do this and this is me. No, that's not good enough. You are a man, so you fall in this category. You're white, so you fall in this category. And we're trying to categorize everybody of the same skin, the same male, female, as the same, and you cannot do that. This is a huge, huge problem. And if we continue to go down this path, we're going to have nothing but miserable time. And you're already seeing it. There's already women out there that are angry that this whole feminism thing has pushed through, and now they're frowned upon for wanting to be stay-at-home moms. And you see men that want to go out there and get it, and they're doing active sports things, or they're trying to be strong and physical and powerful. They're called toxic. Let me get on to the main. There's a main story that we'll get to. But before we get to the main story, I want to give you a little bit of a read up. Now, this article, this just came out, I think a couple of days ago. I noticed it on Twitter today. It's Gucci has put out a new $2,600 tartan dress for men to disrupt the toxic stereotypes. I got news for you. Putting a guy in a dress is not going to disrupt anything except maybe his mental well-being. Also charging $2,600 for it. I guess that's Gucci for you. But I'm not going to read through the article. I'm going to link it below if you want to read it. But they go through and they describe the dress. And they describe, you know, it was in the fashion show. And it's a versatile piece. And this was put out for kind of with a 90s grunge theme for it. Although I was in the 90s during the grunge theme. We all wore flannel and kind of doing the grunge things like Kurt Cobain did. So it was flannel and long hair. I don't remember anybody walking around in an orange checkered dress. And they go on, it's better looking for, somebody says it's better looking, you can get a better looking dress for $20 to $30 on Amazon, and they go through the whole piece. One thing they didn't say, this whole article, they didn't say, why are we putting men in dresses? Why are we trying to force this to become a trend or to become a thing? Women themselves complain sometimes about having to wear a dress and that they're more comfortable in all the yoga pants and the tight, clingy clothes, and they're wearing these compression things to try to mold all their 168 pounds into a nice hourglass shape. They don't even wear dresses anymore. So why are we trying to put men in dresses? But the takeaway from this article is they don't talk about that. They didn't say, why are we trying to do this? It was, I can't believe he wore jeans under the dress. What kind of dummy wears jeans under a dress? Just wear the dress. That's your takeaway from a guy walking around in a dress. The feminization of society, from the New York Times. There's a part of this I wanted to read, and I think it's very apropos. Most of us women hope that we can achieve our freedom within the existing social setup, thinking that somewhere there must be a happy medium for men and women to share freedom and responsibility. But if we just took the time to observe the very function of our society, the greed power frustration syndrome, we would soon see that there's no happy medium to be achieved. Nope, we can't meet in the middle. So what, we have to completely reverse everything now? So all the men have to be like women and the women have to be like men, because there's no middle ground, you see. And there's an interesting little factoid about this article I'll tell you at the end. Women are going through a very early stage of the revolution now, just as the people of color have in the past. We're now at a stage where we are eager to compete with men on all levels. Okay, let's break that down. Let's compete with men on all levels. Okay, how many women do you see clamoring to become a welder, a plumber, an electrician, a roofer, a garbage man, a ditch digger, a road paver? What's that you say? I'm sorry, zero? Yeah, exactly right. If you want to compete with men on all levels and prove that you're really manly, come get a manly job. Now, you going in and say, well, men are traditionally network engineers or computer science guys. We're going to go in and take that over. Actually, the first people that ever worked with computers were women. And they were called computers because they had to compute and punch out a little bunch of chads on a punch card and feed it into a machine to get the answer. It was kind of like a secretarial job. So women were actually in computers before men. Now, if you want to be equal with men on all levels, come join us. Come join us. We'll go gather some trash. We'll dig a ditch. We'll fix a car. You see, these women, for some reason, they always seem to forget that when they say, well, that's it. I'm done. I don't need men. I think they actually mentioned it. They say here in the last 2,000 years, men have repeatedly shown us failure in their method of running the world. Oh, really? Failure? Do you know where the world came from? Electricity, plumbing, sanitation, vehicles. I could go on and on and on. All the inventions are men. So this world that is you have it so easy in and that life is just so wonderful was built by men. Now that it's done, you want to come in and say, well, we don't need men anymore. So let's say that one of these women is sitting in their home and she says, that's it. We don't need men anymore. I'm just going to get in my car that was designed by a man and made by a man and is fixed by a man and drive it to the store. But I've got to stop and get gas that's usually mined by men and created into fuel by men and shipped in trucks by men to get to the gas station. And then I'll fill my car up and go to the grocery store. Again, you see where I'm going with this. Everything has been developed by men. So to come in all of a sudden and say, we don't need men anymore, is ridiculous. Society would fall apart without men, just as society would fall apart without women. I really do believe it would. Now, some of you may disagree with that, but we don't have to be the same. We can be equal and different. And for some reason, the media seems to not be able to push this theme. This article continues on basically with, and I'll wrap it up here. I'm proposing the feminization of society, the use of feminine tendencies as a positive force to change the world. We can change with feminine intelligence and awareness. You hear that? Intelligence is male and intelligence is female. They're different types of intelligence, apparently. That's new to me. I didn't know this. They always seem to have this theme of putting people in boxes. Oh, you're a white male, so you think like this. Oh, you're a person of color, female, you must think like this. This is dangerous. You can't put people into these boxes. Everybody has their own thought process. That's why some women do want to become network engineers, and I use that as an example because that's what I was, and some men may want to become nannies, but you can't force that on anybody. As a matter of fact, I think it was Sweden. They tried to force this as much as possible, and they found that the diversity of people's choices is even greater than before, that they fight it. People do not want to be pigeonholed into a box just because society thinks they should be. We're a nation of individuals. We should be a world of individuals. They continue on with the female intelligence. We can evolve rather than revolt, come together rather than claim independence, and feel rather than think. Yeah, it's better to feel rather than thinking. I guess that's the best way to run a society, according to this author. These characteristics that are considered feminine, which men despise in women. No, we don't despise femininity. We don't despise women trying to be equal. It's when you try to wrestle power out of our hands like you deserve it and us having it is bad. But here's the twist on this. This was written by Yoko Ono in 1972. It's a 48-year-old article. And here they're still talking about it today, that they want, she mentions, we need to wrest this out of the control of men and we need to take it. And that's what they're doing. And I'll leave you with this. This is how these feminists view this kind of thing. And this is how they look at men in general. They look at stoicism and strength as negativity. And they're desperate to take this away from men. Why? Because it's something not only that men enjoy, but it does show a strong man. But they call it negative. They call it a bad thing when it's actually strength. But this is something that a lot of women don't exhibit naturally, and men do. So the fact that they want to take it away from us, and then they themselves want to try to exhibit it, is not working out well for anyone. They stay here, How to Fight Toxic Masculinity by savvy psychologist Ellen Hendrickson. The code of toxic masculinity requires that men are dominant over everyone else, have no needs, show no emotion, and are always winning. Well, we don't have to be dominant over everybody else. I am dominant over nothing. Perhaps a cup of coffee is about the only thing I'm dominant over. We have no needs. That's stoicism. Show no emotion. That is stoicism. And not even show no emotion. Just leave the negative emotions behind, because they're worthless emotions. They don't get you anywhere. Nothing, very rarely, does anything done in anger, spite, frustration leads to anything good. But this is stoicism that she's talking about removing, not anything bad. Toxic masculinity is best described as a box. Okay. It's narrow, rigid, and men have to contort themselves to fit inside it. To fit in the box of toxic masculinity, a man must live by a particular set of beliefs and behaviors. No, wrong. Let me rephrase this for you. Toxic masculinity doesn't exist. Masculinity itself is whatever a man wants it to be. That's part of being a man. Now, if a man says, hey, I want to go wear that dress, and to me, that makes me happy, and it's the direction in life I want to go with, go for it. Enjoy your dress. Have as many of them as you like. That doesn't affect anyone else. It does not affect my life whatsoever. Masculinity is understanding that the individual and the individual's needs is up to the individual. I'm not saying that, I mean, women can say the same thing, but a man doesn't need to impose his will on other people. A man does not need to conform to social norms. A man can do whatever the heck he wants, and if it's right for him, then that's masculinity. And there's no box. I mean, there's no club that forces people to do anything. They say men must suffer pain in silence. No, I often, as a matter of fact, have said, hey, go get help if you need help. Not a big deal. If you need someone to talk to, go find it. However, don't go complaining and crying to your woman or to just jumping on social media and complaining about your woes. That is not going to get you any help. That's just virtue signaling to try to, I don't know, garner attention. It's not going to help you. They have no needs. I have needs. They're basic needs, however. But again, that really has nothing to it. Never lose. I lose all the time. As a matter of fact, I bet some of you have even been called losers. It's not that we never lose. It's that when we do lose, it doesn't affect us. It doesn't make us unhappy. It doesn't divert us from the course. As a matter of fact, failure and losing is part of what makes you a man, is learning how to deal with that loss and that failure. That's what makes you a man, not saying, I can't lose, and being all bravado. And yeah, the guys that are, she actually says next, show no emotions other than bravado or rage. How about this? I would argue masculinity is showing emotions other than bravado or rage. I show happiness. Do I show sadness? I suppose so, except I'm never sad. I mean, I can handle things. I mean, this is part of when you run into hard times and you deal with hard times, then it's easy the rest of the way. I mean, for some of you guys, it's hard to remember, but look at a child learning how to ride a bike. Look at a child learning how to tie a shoe. It's difficult. They mess it up. But with practice, they learn how to do it, and they learn how to deal with it. And then when they're done with it, it's no longer a big deal. Now, you don't even think about tying your shoes or riding a bike. It's easy. Well, when you don't need to depend on anyone, it's not weakness. It's the fact that once you don't need to depend on anyone, you're self-sufficient. It means that you are good as an individual. And it seems maybe this thing is, the spin is trying to to feminize men and make women more masculine, to try to somehow force men into where we need to follow along and accept what society gives us instead of being our own independent creatures. I don't know. They continue on. Don't do anything that could be construed as weakness. Now, we talk about fallibles and weaknesses all the time on this channel. But you don't want to necessarily do something that's weak, whatever it is that she's referring to. You want to try to become a strong, independent person. How is that good? How is it now saying that, well, if you don't show weakness or you don't do things that are weak, that's bad? So I should do things that are weak? What? And never snitch. Hey, sorry, but snitches get stitches, man. No, you don't snitch on people. A very good friend of mine. Now, I will say an exception to that. A very good friend of mine's wife stepped out on him and tried to get with one of his friends. And his friend told him, hey, your wife tried to get with me. That's the one exception. I think if someone's cheating, me personally, this is my view. If someone's cheating on a friend of yours, hey, you got to watch their back. Yeah, it's going to hurt them in the moment, but you don't need them to go. That's other than that, though. Hey, snitches get stitches. The man box. Now, don't you love the fact that a woman is telling you about masculinity? I love that. That's like me explaining to women what feminism really means and why they're wrong about it. Can you imagine? The box also requires, I hate the phraseology of this, that men buy into the rigid hierarchy in which straight men are dominant over everyone else. Nope. I bet almost every one of you, if not all of you that watch this channel, are not dominating over anybody. You're just trying to make it through life, doing your thing and finding your way. So again, I think part of the way that this works is you have to have a bad theme, a bad person, a bad topic that men are bad. You have to have that to fight, because as soon as that is conquered, her job is done. It's the invisible enemy. You know, you have to, if you've watched 1984, I forget if it was Eurasia or wherever that they were constantly fighting with, you needed them as a bad guy, because if they weren't there, the control is gone. Well, maybe they didn't even exist, at least in the movie version. I haven't read the book in probably a decade, so I forget. But if you don't have that invisible enemy, then your job is done. I think they make invisible enemies out of men, that men are we're good. But they just continue to demonize us, so they have this enemy. Because I don't see anyone being like the people that half of these women are describing. I just don't see these men. They're not allowed on social media, they're banned. If they do things on YouTube, they're banned. If they're called toxic and they're kicked out of society. So if they exist, they're on the fringes. She continues on, the man box decrees that hyper-masculine men are dominant over men who reject or find themselves outside the box. This is nonsense. I don't have any idea what she's talking about. If you don't fit in the man box, you pay the price. At best, you risk invisibility. You know what? Who cares if I'm disrespected? Who cares? Who cares if society sees me as invisible? Why would I care about society? I only care about myself. That's what masculinity is only worrying about yourself and forgetting what all the weirdos say. I'm not going to read any more of this because it's just going to give me a headache and it's making me angry. But I'll leave it below if you want to read it. But the big thing is, again, I think this boils down to, look, the men that we cannot control, we being society, being women, being the government, being whatever, the men that they can't control are the ones that are free thinking, critical thinking, intelligent, independent, can take care of themselves, and they don't rely on anybody else. They can't be controlled. And those will probably be the first men it's obviously the first men that they target to try to shame them into following along and playing by our rules. And that's why it's so important for some of you younger guys to pay attention to channels like mine and other channels to realize society may crap all over you, but they're not crapping on you as an individual. They're crapping on you as a man. That just you being a strong, independent man is what they hate. They hate the fact that you might go through life not taking care of society, not paying your taxes like a good boy, and that you might live on minimal money in a cabin in the woods, enjoying your free time. That is the worst threat to society of anything, because then they can't use you for your resources. You're not paying taxes. You're not a, remember, men are only usually appreciated for what they provide, not for what they are. So this is trying to shame men into providing, into trying to fit in this role of subservience, just shut up and work and pay your taxes and give us money. I think that's what this is. And I think society is trying to drag men down, saying stoicism is negative and being an individual and being strong is negative. I think it's trying to raise women up that way, but I also think it's a way to try to control men and to get them to fall in line and be good little boys and pay their taxes and buy things for society and put your money back into the system. Because I'll tell you what, all my money is not going in the system. I got my bus. I'm going to be on that soon. I've got to wait till the elections are over, and I'm going to wait till the whole bug thing is over because borders are locked down and everything else. But once that's over, I'm traveling. I'll probably be on the bus for a while. I'll probably backpack around the world again, and I'll thumb it, and I'll film that. I'll film that experience. But that's that they don't want you to do that. They don't want you to be free thinking. I really think that's what it is. I think it's about control. Guys, let me know what you think. I'd like to see your comments down below. If you'd like to follow my work, you can follow me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got forums. You can become a member over there. And of course, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe to everything over here. Check your subscriptions. A lot of guys have been getting unsubscribed again. And check out my older videos. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, they're trying to shame you to control you. They want you to be a good little tax-paying man and play along nicely. Look into stoicism. Do your own thing. Don't be a part of this mess. And if you feel bad that you feel like you're on the outside, that's good. You don't want to be in the box that society's trying to put you in. You want to be your own man and do your own thing.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you. My wife says, Mr. Clean, there's no one who can top you. She's never found a cleaning job that's tough enough.